my mother always wanted us to be like the Kennedy kids. I don't know why. She dressed me up in this like German little outfit, you know? Like, you ever see those little German outfits that weird kids wear, like rich kids and everything? It was a really weird thing. And she asked me one day, I guess when I was about 11 or something, she said, "Rev, how would you like to get a crew cut?" And I didn't know what a crew cut was. And my brother told me it was a haircut that made girls come from all around just to see what you look like, just to see your sexy new haircut. And I said, "Well, I like that very much." And she took me down to the barbershop. I had, you know, pretty long hair and everything. And they took the razor and you know, all on my head. And then I hear the guy go, "Whoops!" And I guess he slipped. He didn't cut me or anything, but he went way too low. And he had to even the rest of it out so there wouldn't be this weird low spot, you know, like a reverse mohawk on my head. And when he was done, I was bald. Literally, I mean, there wasn't any hair to speak of. It was just so short. And he said, "Well, I guess I made it a little too short. I'm sorry." And I mean, he turned me around in a chair, and I couldn't believe that I was bald. On the way home, my brother and his friend were singing Cherokee People to me in the back of the car. "Cherokee People!" You know, I just felt terrible. I went to school, and everyone thought I was the new kid. I mean, I didn't talk because I was so embarrassed. And, "Hey, did you see the new kid? He's bald." Even my best friends. "Who are you?" And when they found out it was me, it was pretty embarrassing. And, you know, it was just one of those traumatic times in my life. There have been many.